David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest today. It is Dr. Olga
Zimmerstein.
Yes. Thank you very much. She is a medical doctor and she focuses on aesthetics, and she helps people with anti-aging and looking good and helping them to lose weight. And she's here today to talk about a little about herself, her practice, what she does, and how she helps people and how she could help you. So Olga, tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, I'm a physician. I have special interest in aesthetics, anti-aging, healthy lifestyle. I am practicing in medical aesthetics for the last 18 years, starting as a primary care physician, but working in an emergency room. But then I learned all about aesthetic medicine. It's like it was very new grown field. I can say it was, because it was 18 years ago. And I kind of grew with it, first practicing it as my hobby, since I love art. I love practicing and doing things with my own hands. And it was very interesting and attractive area. And I was just doing it for my family and friends. And then it grew since people started referring to me. And I really, really loved doing it. And now it's my almost full time. I still practice medicine as well, since I love medicine and I don't want to forget anything I learned. But aesthetic medicine is definitely my primary area of practice and interest. I do practice aesthetics, general rejuvenation, and lately I got interested in anti-aging. So it's not for people just looking younger and more beautiful, but it's overall holistic approach to being healthier and younger from inside out. So, of course, losing weight, maintaining healthy diet, healthy lifestyle, exercise. I'm looking into IV therapy. It's kind of something new for me. I'm still learning, but I'm already practicing on myself. Like I already said, anything I would want for myself, I offer to my patients as well. So maintaining healthy lifestyle, healthy weight, and supplementation with let's say NAD, which is a very interesting anti-aging substance, something of very big interest for me. And it's a new area of medicine and it's developing, so everything coming out of research I'm trying really incorporate, first of all, for me and my friends, and of course for my patients. And like I said, it's very, very fast developing area. So, and it's very exciting to area of practice. Since the society now, we live longer and we want to stay young and productive for our longer lasting life. Mm-hmm. It's not just we adding because of the contemporary medicine, we're adding years to our life, but we want to stay young and productive,
right?
And healthy and happy ultimately. Right? It's not just like a number which we live, but we want to live a good and productive life.
Yes, definitely. Now, you know, a lot of people want to stay young and they want to feel young, You have hundreds of clients that come through your practice. Now, when clients come to you and they want to look young and they want to feel young, what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see people make when you ask them questions and you're asking them how they take care of themselves? What are they doing? And they're telling you, do you see common denominators, common mistakes that people are making when they're trying to maintain their youthful looks or trying to feel younger, that's holding them back from being where they want to be?
I feel like information is out there. What's good for you, right?
Right.
If you gotta be dumb not to know, I feel this way. But
Yeah.
still, people of course make mistakes. I still have people who come in and they get terrible sunburns, and we always discuss that. Oh my God, what did you do? You come into me for healthy skin, for anti-wrinkle treatment, but you burn your skin, you still go on the sun. And we know that the sun completely destroys your collagen, completely destroys your skin. And people would just say, oh, I just like the sun. I will like the sun, but it just doesn't make sense sometimes. But yeah,
Right.
we do that. Like I said, we're humans. So we know that, let's say, sweets are not good for us. It's not healthy, but again, we're humans, we do it, we eat it, just like alcohol. I mean, but still, like, you gotta be happy and healthy, and everything should be in moderation. I don't like that when people completely restrict themselves from doing anything out there. So it's like a two spectrum of the thing. Everything should be in moderation, and it's okay to eat a little piece of even sweet at some point,
Yeah.
but as long as you stay healthy and exercise, and just do what's good for your body, because you're gonna need that body.
Right.
Just like your skin. I mean, I understand you love the sun. I love the beach. I love going and enjoying myself. We should go and enjoy ourselves, but we just
Right.
gotta be careful and not to lay down on the sun, and just protect yourself. So
Right.
I guess that's the most common things people do, but they're not supposed to do.
And what are some of the things that you do that help people with their anti-aging?
So when people come to me, I always ask about their goals. So my primary w work is aesthetics, is helping people to look younger, too, because very often people come and tell me, I feel like I am 20 years younger, but when I look at myself in the and my face doesn't correspond the way I feel.
Yes.
It's very, very important to look younger,
Yes.
because when we look younger, when we like what we see in the mirror, we actually act younger. And it's very interesting. There's a the whole study came out now
Yeah.
that when the people look younger, or let's say the person who just got plastic surgery, even, or some kind of cosmetic enhancement, they look younger, they feel it younger, and they act younger.
Yes.
Whole scientific study came out, so we know now that's what it is. So that's what I do. I ask people what their goal is, what exactly they don't like, because whatever we do, whenever we do cosmetic enhancement, we do it for ourselves. We don't
Right.
do it for our children or husband or anybody else, just for ourselves, because we need to feel younger and
Yes.
look younger, and then that's why I feel younger.
Yes.
So I ask them what you don't like in your
Right.
appearance, and then we'll decide how I help to achieve their goal. So I give suggestions sometimes outside how what else can be done to achieve the goal. If the person comes in and they don't like, let's say, double chin, and I see that it's a good idea for them, not just like tighten up an improved double chin locally, cosmetically, but it's like maybe they need to lose a few pounds. So we discuss it in whole, what's the best way to achieve what they want to achieve. That's pretty much what we do.
Now, do you see a lot of people struggle with weight loss? And do you have suggestions for those people?
Well, we know the statistics, right?
Yes.
Unfortunately, we are one of the fattest nations in the world, right?
Yes.
It's close to 50% now, right?
Every yeah, second, it's about up there, like, yeah.
Overweight. So, yes, it's a lot of people who needs to lose weight, who needs to go, who needs to change their lifestyle. And change of the lifestyle is the most important how we lose the weight. So yes. It's not like a short term diet where the diet usually work if you strictly adhere to the diet, but what happens beyond that?
Yes.
That's what important. So change of the lifestyle is very, very important. So again, it's all over the news, it's all over everywhere that now it's an FDA approved medications which help to lose weight and very effectively help to lose weight.
Yes.
Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, semaglutide, tirzepatide family medications. It works great, and it's shown that it's helped people, especially overweight or obese people, to effectively lose weight and keep it off. If you on medication, what we do here in my office, we help people who needs to lose substantial amount of weight, who is overweight or obese, with providing the right path with not just medication, because medication is kind of easy. When you on medication, you lose all the cravings, you lose appetite, pretty much you don't have appetite.
Yeah.
And it's very easy when you are on medication to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important is during this time when you're losing weight, to kind of create this healthier lifestyle approach and to keep it off. Because my goal is not to keep you on medication, but the goal is to lose weight, but then stay healthy and keep this weight off.
Yes.
I actually heard from some of my patients, they were saying that I'm so scared to gain it back.
Yeah.
And I guess it's good to stay scared a little bit, because if you already spend so much of effort and time to lose all this weight, it's good to just try to continue this way. And it's easier. It's easier. It's a preventative measures of a healthier diet and exercise. When you already kind of lost all this weight, then going on diet and exercise, because also we already know that obesity and overweight, especially obesity, is a chronic disease. It's a problem of obsession with food. And it's very interesting that the medication, it helps to stop all the cravings. And I had people who were addicted to alcohol, and they were addicted to smoking, and they completely stopped it.
Wow. I mean,
you need to want to stop it.
Yes.
And then medication definitely helps. And now there's more and more reports that it's any cravings, any addictive behavior, it's really, really helpful for any of those. Let's say biting the nails, anything.
Yeah.
Any rewarding behavior, it really helps.
Wow.
So it's a very interesting medication. I think it's amazing now. More studies came out that cardiac profile of people have changed. They became so much healthier, but it's it just makes so much sense, because obesity is connected to many problems, like, of course, diabetes, cardiac problem, hypertension, yes, even cancer.
Yeah.
So with losing weight, you're becoming so much healthier.
Right.
It's not just fitting in size 6 jeans. It's,
yeah,
it's beyond that. It's like you're healthier for life. And it's interesting when people start losing weight, because we work with them also about like their exercise routine. And a lot of people have told me that I feel lighter. I feel more energy. I feel like I have more energy. So now I can exercise. So they start exercising. So it's all kind of interconnected. And they really feel empowered. Like when those pants come off them and they
yeah,
feel better, they look better. And now they can exercise, so it's good. It's a good thing to be that they kind of scared to gain it all back.
Yeah,
right.
That's very true. Now you also do IVs. You mentioned, what type of IVs do you do, and why are they so beneficial?
Right. Well, when we age, we don't absorb nutrients as good as before.
Right.
And certain things like NAD is a big, interesting area.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cofactor for in it's and it's acetyldonucleotide. It's like a long name, but what it does, it's actually in each and every cell in our body, and it's shown that decrease in NAD level is connected to aging. So what it does, like it's participating in 50 different biochemical reactions, which I'm not gonna talk about right now. But what is important is NAD is in production of energy. So decrease of NAD level, with decrease of NAD level, we have less energy.
Yes.
This is where one very important thing, and the other, which is I feel is extremely important, is that NAD helps in DNA repair. So what happens when we get sick or we get cancer, which everybody's scared of?
Yeah.
When DNA, we always produce abnormal cells,
mm-hmm.
but our immune system, our body works on destroying those cells.
Right.
So once our immunity is down under the stress, or when we aging, when we
yes.
don't have enough of NAD, so we our body is not able effectively destroy those affected abnormal or cancer
yeah.
cells. So NAD is also anti-cancer. So this is something very new. It's actually used off-label for some of the neurodegenerative disorders, like also it's used for addiction, like I mean people who addicted to certain substances. It's great for actually for after COVID brain fog.
Oh, really?
Right. So it's improving your alertness, your energy. This is something new for me. I have to admit that, because
yeah.
it's in general, it's a new concept. And I am like anything new coming out, any new research, any new scientific development coming out, I am always like trying to be on top and learn about it. And like I said, something I want to try on myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying on myself first, and then I bring it in my practice as well. So, but this is something very interesting. So it's not just NAD, it's different other vitamins, of course, and vitamin group B is great for your skin, it's good for your hair. Vitamin C, of course, it's a huge thing for collagen production, for immunity. So it's a huge amount of different substances out there which just help us to be more energized, healthier, and happier,
yeah,
and younger, ultimately.
I've done IV in the past, and the boost of energy is unbelievable when it goes right into your bloodstream. And I think that's one of the reasons probably why it's so much more effective than taking a vitamin, is because it goes right into the bloodstream. It's more potent, correct?
Absolutely. And like I said, in general, we absorb less when we age, but it's a huge amount of other disorders out there, which from IBS from to celiac disease, where people can't absorb normally.
Right.
And it's all be related to our, not just loss of energy, but like our brain fog and
yeah,
different other decrease immunity, so many things.
Yeah.
But it's something, I feel like something needs to be like developed more and studied more. All those vitamins, I mean, we know it's great, it's out there, but also we don't know what, when we consume in it, with our food intake, like with all additives in the food which being used and how things are grown, it's a whole new area of discussion. But definitely, I'm actually interested, what kind of IV did you try where you felt like boost of energy?
Did a vitamin B.
Vitamin B complex. Well, yes. It's like a few of them, but I see. Interesting.
Yeah. And it gave me a nice boost of energy when I did it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I'm trying now too, and I see the hair improvement. I have a few people who is trying right now, and energy, skin, hair, it's all, yeah, it's, they all see some of the definitely positive effects of it.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, are there some suggestions that you give people, you know, when it comes to healthy living? And, you know, because you can get all these things done, but you have to maintain a healthy lifestyle also. You know, it works hand in hand, I think, you know, and I'm sure you would agree. You know, what do you suggest for people, like, you know, maybe some suggestions on how to live a healthy lifestyle, some important facts that, you know, people should incorporate into their daily lives if they want to stay young and feel healthy?
Absolutely, especially those who is on our weight loss program, we always discuss. So what was your breakfast, lunch, and dinner? What did you do? Did you exercise? We always discuss, okay, this kind of foods, whole foods, less junk, and of course, processed food, or completely exclude them. Don't even buy them. They should not be in your house.
Yes.
So that's certain tips how to maintain those healthy lifestyle, because it's also shows on your skin.
Yeah.
If you eat healthy, it's not just applying expensive creams and potion and lotion. You should be healthy inside out.
Yes.
Yeah, we always discuss that vitamin C supplement, great, but trying to eat more fruits and vegetables, absolutely, so important. I feel like it's a buzzword. It's like everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a little bit hard to incorporate in. But I personally, I always tell people, just don't buy the junk. It should not be in your house at all. I mean, sometimes, okay, of course, you go on the parties, you go out, and you can try a few things. For me personally, what I found, I cannot try things. If I see something, I might want it. But then if I make, and if I, even if I tell myself, I'm going to try a little bit,
yeah,
I try a little bit, I'm going to eat much more than a little bit. So for me personally, it's easier not to try it.
Right.
Not to even try it, because all those foods, they made addictive.
Yes.
It's just like you try and you can't stop.
Yeah.
So it's better not to just even touch it.
Yeah.
That's it. You stay away and that's it. It's, for me personally, it's easier.
No, I agree with you 100%. Now, are there some vitamin, like when it comes to anti-aging, you know, they say collagen is good for you. Are there certain things with people who try to keep a youthful looking skin besides staying out, you know, of the sun and protecting yourself when you do go in the sun? Is there other things that you may want to suggest to people to help to prevent wrinkles if they can?
Certain little things like I use a silk pillow I sleep on. In terms of collagen, the jury's out. I know this few studies came out and they say, oh, taking collagen supplement is good for you. I personally not a big believer because collagen is a huge molecule. It's consists on different amino acids. So if you know biochemistry, if you eat food or you eat this capsule, it gets destroyed. It's not like this huge molecule goes to your skin. It's not. It doesn't happen this way. So collagen gets stimulated. So I am not a big believer of taking collagen supplement. Eating healthy whole foods is much more important than just taking those capsules. I also hate to take capsules because the encasing, it's just so unnatural. Those plastic, I don't know, plastic or gelatin in your body, I don't think it's a good idea. So whole food, organic, whole organic food is much more important.
100%. I agree with you. And for exercise, do you suggest that, you know, what would be like a minimum, or, you know, what would be a good amount for someone if they're looking to stay healthy? You know, what, how long should they exercise for? Because some people go over the extreme, and then some, you know, some people say, oh, 20 minutes of exercise minimal, you know, could make a difference in your life. What do you think?
Everything in moderation. You should not be killing yourself. I also practice medicine, so I went to lifestyle and sports medicine conference, and it's interesting what they were saying, that you have to be always moving. You have to try always move, and I like those the phrase they said. So what is the most health, that was the healthiest pose, and they said the healthiest pose is your next pose because you have to be always moving. You have to always move your body, and again, it's not so great to kill yourself, but your body should be like showing you what's good for you. I believe in moving, like every movement every day, whatever it is. If you walk a lot, it's great. I love Pilates. It's absolutely, and stretching. Stretching is so good for your body. That's like a must. A little bit of HIIT, high intensity exercise, a few times a week is very important to keep your cardiovascular health. But again, not killing yourself. Like the point here is to increase your heart rate to the point that you can speak and not sing. So your heart rate is up. That's important to just stay healthy and move all the time. Try to move all the time.
Now, if you had to take everything we talked about today and you had to emphasize all the important factors, what things would you want pe the listeners to understand?
Well, regarding my practice, well, I feel like our ultimate goal is to live a happy and healthy life. And whatever we do, we do it for ourselves, let's say in terms of facial enhancement or maintaining your body healthy, because if you are happy and healthy, you can give away those love and happiness. You have to be healthy for your family. Let's say if you have little kids, and some people say, oh, I'm so busy, I don't have time for myself, I don't have time to exercise. But then you're going to have to find time to go for treatments, to go see doctor, to go for rehabilitation. It's either you find time to prevent those diseases and stay healthy, or you're gonna have to find those time to treat those diseases. You still have to be spending time, and it's much better to find the time to prevent, because it's much easier to prevent rather than treat. This is goes for, let's say, sun exposure. You go in the sun, you damage your skin, and then you have to come and spend this amount of money to reverse all this. So it's the same with anything else. So with gaining weight, and you spend money to lose weight. Just prevention is the key.
Yes, I agree. Now, where can people find you?
I practice in Long Island, Five Towns, Hewlett, and Brooklyn, Sheepshead Bay Area. It's one phone if anybody wants to call and get the consultation. I give you my phone number. It's okay?
Yes.
It's 718-614-9511. If you would like to see the procedure, what we do, it's actually, you can go on our website. It's very easy. www.drolgaz.com. drolgaz.com. Or just go on my Instagram account. It's just my name, Dr. Olga Zilberstein. One word, Dr. Olga Zilberstein. You can see all the procedures we do, all the before and afters, everything there. So I think, yeah, social media is our kind of face.
Yeah.
Right now, it's always positives and negatives of everything.
Right. Very true. Now, what are some of the services that you provide, if you can name some of them so people know?
Sure. So my main focus is aesthetics still. Mm-hmm. Aesthetics is all non-surgical anti-aging, Botox and fillers and thread lift. I do thread biostimulation. By the way, we didn't talk about aesthetics at all. And my credo in aesthetics is you only better, meaning best injectable is undetectable. Mm-hmm. So the natural approach to rejuvenation. So right now, I just picked a few things about aesthetics. Right now, we're really paying attention to rejuvenate the skin rather than just feel.
Yes.
I always joke, I have like dissolving clinic more than injecting clinic. Like I dissolve a lot of stuff, so because I want you to look natural.
Yes.
So we have a great tools now for collagen stimulation and rejuvenation skin from within, rather than just feeling it and creating any unnatural results. It's really, really a no-no in our clinic. So we working with the skin to create a healthier lifted skin rather than filled kind of overfilled look.
Yeah.
We also use machines. I have a radio frequency microneedling machine, which tightens and lifts, stimulates collagen production, and Tixel, also a great machine. It's great for around the eyes. It's just based on heat. There is nothing there. There's no laser. There's no radio frequency energy, but it's very, very safe machine to kind of improve your skin, stimulate collagen, tighten and lift.
I like
and
that.
we talked about our weight loss program and lifestyle modification program and IV therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the main thing what we do.
And I love the fact that you're very into making it look natural, because I've seen, you know, some people, they overdo it, you know. So it's nice when you have a doctor that focuses on trying to make it natural, because that's really what you want. You want it so people don't know that you have it, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the whole point.
Best injectable is undetectable.
Exactly. 100%. 100%. And that's when you know you have a good doctor, when you go and you get it done and it's undetectable, because that's the way it should be.
That's the should be. Yeah. I always say, if people can see that you've done injections, that defeats the purpose.
Yes. 100%.
Yep.
That's why people need to go to you.
That's right.
Well, Olga, this has been wonderful. I hope you'll be back on the show. I'd love to talk more about aesthetics and maybe go more in depth about the different procedures and help people learn about different ways to make themselves look more youthful and do it naturally. And this has been a great time. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. You have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.